Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
All you positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, here we grow again. I am steering the spaceship here at the Mystic Manor this morning, and I'm not flying solo. I have quite the cabin and crew surrounding me. Hello, good morning. Welcome, all of you.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I like the chorus of good mornings. Why doesn't everyone just say their names real quick, just a quick intro?
Sure. I'm Sarah.
I'm Juan.
I'm Billy.
I'm Emmanuel.
And I'm Brandon, and we are the new NSYNC.
That's right.
Better.
Yes, take it away, everyone.
Better dance moves. Yeah.
If I could remember even one of their songs, I would have started singing it. But these episodes, if you guys. Maybe someone's listening. This is the very first episode you've ever heard. So we're here at, just to give you a little context, we're here at the Mystic Manor, where the spaceship property in Venice, California, where I reside and the rest of the Optimistic Fam, which is the new late night style show that we're producing out of the property. So the Mystic Manor, where we're at here, is a, you know, consciousness hub slash vortex slash, you know, immersion retreat center for all the P-heads that have been coming through to co-create and explore, you know, all the magic here. And, you know, where I record this show now and the new show Optimistic that's coming out very soon. You can check out optimistic.tv if you want to learn more about it. And also if you're interested in coming, you know, you hear about these guys' experience and you're interested in coming, you can also reach out to me, set up a time to talk about visiting the Mystic Manor. We actually have a few spots in December still available. So if you go to Calendly, That's calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. We can set up a time and see if we can magic you into the vortex here. So with that being said, who here is the brave one that wants to start sharing? I think that's the quickest reaction I've ever had of any, you know, this is like what? This is our 12th week doing these.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So we've got 37 scheduled over, you know, between now and next July.
Yeah.
And so this is week 12, and that was the quickest response. Juan, jumping in.
Hey, deep
in.
I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Juan. And I just want to say that this has been magical. Honestly, it's been magical, been great. I love all the activities we have done. Jumping into activities. Yesterday, we did an activity. It's called Realization.
Authentic Relating.
Yeah, Authentic Related.
And that was epic. That was so much fun. Everybody had high energy. We all was communicating, and it was just really, really, really fun. It was a really, really good vibe, you know.
The food over here is, oh my God, Ian.
Yeah,
he's great.
He's definitely got a gift.
Yeah. He does it with a lot of love, and it's really, really healthy, you know. I've never ate vegan food, so like this is my first time, and then at first I was a little scared, but once I tried it, I'm like, oh my God, this is pretty good. You know, I didn't know vegan food can be so good. But overall, this has been great. This has been something, you know, magical, honestly. And just, I love it. And I also want to say one thing. Brandon, I did get you a gift, so I just felt like this is the moment.
What?
To give it to you. So I got you. I made a custom-made jacket for you.
No way.
So check it out.
Hopefully
you like it.
It's an optimistic dude, you put the logo on.
Yes, of course.
What? Okay, so, oh my gosh, you got a spaceship on it?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to put a picture of this.
Wow.
Okay, so I've got, first off, give me a hug.
Yes.
Like, of course.
Wow. So here's the beautiful thing about this right now is that last night, after the Authentic Relating, I went to a late night dinner with three or four people. And first time I've done that since I've lived here. It's like I'm out having Mexican food at a sit down restaurant at like 1:30 a.m. I'm like, what am I doing? And, you know, so there was, what was her name? Shoot, I don't even remember her name. Katie. Okay. There's a person I just met named Katie who's a good friend of my dear friend Bita, and she wanted to borrow a jacket before we went to dinner. And I'm like, okay, you know, I just met her, and she wanted to borrow something like the sweater jacket thing that was brand new that I'd never worn. And I let her borrow it. So we're sitting at dinner, and she's, you know, comments on, you know, after we were there, we'd already been there like an hour, 45 minutes or something. She's like, oh, I just saw myself in the mirror. I love this jacket. Yeah. Like, I love this sweater. It looks so cool on me. And it did. It looked like super cool, good on her. It's actually a woman's piece, which I'm guilty of buying more often than not.
So am I.
I mean, dude, women's clothes. So, I mean, it still had the tag on it. It was brand new. I'd never worn it. And then my friend Allison sitting next to me is like, oh, Brandon, maybe you should give it to her. And instantly it's like that moment of like, you know, everyone's just like looking at you and you're like, and then the most abundant thing I could think to do is like, yeah, you're right. It looks perfect on her. I've never even worn it. I have no real attachment to it. And then Allison's like, oh, I don't want to make you feel like, did I just force you to do that? And I'm like, no, actually it took me a second to really feel into it. And I was like, yeah, that feels like the abundant thing to do in this moment. And of course she lit up and I was like, look, that's only going to create more flow into my own life. And then I start talking about the story of this magic jacket, which if you go to positivehead.com and search magic jacket, I have a crazy jacket story that it was all in, and I gave it away, and it's adventuring out in the world, and it's this crazy story around it, and it's actually very similar to this with like stuff all over it. So here, like literally like less than 12 hours ago, I'm having like a detailed conversation of how by giving in the moment when it feels in the flow, just more comes back to you. And here we are in this moment, like with the abundance of like, this is way cooler than the way, right? So thank you for co-creating that. And it's just such a beautiful, like real-time lesson to share on the show. So, yeah. Wow. So you can't plan this stuff, right? You guys had no idea. I just went through my whole, spiel 8 hours ago, with the enchilada stuffed in my face. Like, oh, well, if I give it away, just more will flow back. I mean, look, literally, it flowed back 10 times cooler. Like, wow, this is so awesome. Why don't you tell them about your clothing line?
Yes, I have a clothing line called Zef Manuel. You can buy things on zefmanuel.com. I also have an Instagram, Zef Manuel.
Z-E-F-F and then M-A-N-U-E-L.
That's correct.
Yep.
And you can check things out there. I have pretty cool stuff out there. It's more of a streetwear, but yeah.
But this is even the piece that you made coming here, that you were wearing.
Actually, some of the things that I drew is some dreams that I had. If I can talk about one dream that I had,
I saw that.
I love you so much on the bottom. Yeah. I'm still just finding all the cool stuff he put on the show.
So I had this dream, which was really, really, oh my God, it was so cool. So, it was these kids fighting, and then, I can feel like there were higher beings. And I asked two of the guys, why are these kids fighting? And he's like, oh, that's how you level up. I'm like, so you fight and you, do you have to physically fight? And he's like, no, you don't have to physically fight. You just got to fight. You have to go through moments to get to the highest level. So I asked him, I got curious, are you the highest being here? And he smiled at me and he looked at me and I get goosebumps. Because so he smiles and he's like, no, I'm not. And he said, when I said that, and he's like, no, she is. Some girl popped up in that same pose that I drew on the jacket, which like a Buddha on stage. So I started asking her questions, and then the first thing she tells me, she's like, I'm gonna ask you some questions, but don't lie to me because I know everything. But it was weird because we're sexually attracted to each other, you know? So, and then she's telling me, it's cool, you can feel that way towards me, and I can feel that way towards you. Nothing had to come out of this, you know? We can feel sexually attracted to each other. I'm like, awesome. So, we did whatever we did, and then I started asking her questions, And then she answered all these questions. I don't remember exactly what questions I asked her, but I knew one thing, that she can travel through light. So she'll turn on the light switch and then she'll just instantly travel somewhere. So I'm like, wow, this is so cool.
Wow.
And then, I'm about to wake up and I had hey, I'm like, what is your name? She's like, I already told you my name. And I'm like, can you tell me again? And she's like, no, I'm not going to tell you on my name. And then I'm like, is it Rebecca? And she laughs. She's like, no, that's not my name. And then right there, I woke up. And then I'm like, oh my God, that was the most coolest dream ever,
Wow.
And I'm like, I just felt so good, and then I'm like, I felt so connected to her. And then one thing that she said it stuck to me. She's like, you can become this as well. You have it within you to become what you see in me. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was
wow.
so cool.
So that's the character.
Yeah, that's
the on
character.
The back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, it's got so much meaning and And that's really the whole thing. I mean, that's what we talk about on the show constantly. It's like we all have this potential to, and ultimately, I believe, evolve into these incredible next level versions of ourselves. And it's just an inevitable part of our evolution. And if you know and relax into that, it's like, all the self-deprecation and oh, I'm not good enough. And, that goes on. Everyone has those moments. It's like, it's the most pointless thing ever when you realize the journey is the goal. You have to fight, right? You're gonna be in the pits sometimes. You're gonna be duking it out as I love the quote, smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor. You want to be a skilled sailor, you're going to hit rough seas.
Yeah.
And so knowing that that's a part of your journey, and that ultimately the end attainment, reaching the level that she did, I'm sure she would tell you, and it was all so worth it,
Definitely.
So,
wow. Well, that's a tough act to
follow. I know, so.
All right.
Are we done?
Where's your gift?
You are the gift. I am the gift. Oh my gosh. That was great.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I guess I'll go. I'm Sarah. My experience here has also been very phenomenal. obviously meeting all these great people and just being in an environment that really allows us to be ourselves and be vulnerable was really important to me. When I came here, I didn't really know what my intention necessarily was, but I knew like how I was living at home felt very like guarded. So my biggest thing was like pushing myself out of my comfort zone and just experiencing totally new things that I have no access to at home whatsoever. So the first night when I got here, I was a little overwhelmed, but in a good way. Just walking in, I was like, oh my gosh, like, what are we gonna be doing?
what is this place?
What's going on here? And then we had the soul share, which was really totally a cool experience, something I've never...
Soul jam?
Yeah, soul jam.
Is that the part that was crying hysterical, right?
Yeah.
I was like, all type of emotion. I was like crying, happiness, crying.
I'm like, who brought this guy? I'm like, oh yeah, it was me.
Please tell him he's not in our group. I tease it.
It takes a real man to cry, especially in front of a bunch of people.
I'm not that brave, you know?
Yeah, we all, you're good. I felt like I physically had like a wall up that night. I felt very just like guarded, but that's kind of how I live my life, which I knew was a problem for me and something that I wanted to focus, really, really focus on and be open when I was here. So the first night was a little like overwhelming. I sat through and then I went to bed and I was like, all right, new day, you know, let's get this party started. And we did. We all got real deep. Very first day.
Yeah,
so
not playing around.
Right. We were all very vulnerable. And I think it was great because we were able just to get that out there on the very first day and not have to like tippy toe around anything. Well, I was like, well, you already know my deepest, darkest secrets, and people at home don't even know or haven't heard anything in a long time.
Or you haven't necessarily been in a container that made it safe for you to go there.
And it felt very much, it feels very much that way still here. But yeah, I honestly have felt that wall just completely, it's like gone.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, right?
I felt that feeling as soon as I got here. My brother and my wife actually was preparing. She's like, let your guards down. Be open. Uh-huh. Be open-minded. Don't worry. There's no judgment. There's nothing. And I came with already that state of mind and everything. That's why I think I wasn't. And the first day, I don't know if y'all guys noticed, I was crying in the freaking first day also. I was crying. I wasn't ashamed. I wasn't embarrassed or not, because I felt comfortable. I felt I wasn't being judged. I felt at home. I felt loved. I felt peace in here as soon as I entered. And this is what it's all about, this house. It's like love, peace. You feel at home. You feel like you're with family. And that's the thing that I love about this house, because I click with all of y'all guys. I can relate to all of y'all guys, and we bond through all of us. And it was an awesome experience for me. And like my brother said yesterday, it was like, I was high on life. Like literally, I felt like I was on drugs, and it was so amazing. I felt empowered. It was all this energy of like, yeah, bro, let's do it. Yeah, I love you, 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 I love you,
you know? It's so true. I'm already energetic myself. I'm super energetic. And yesterday was like, what the heck? I'm like, yo, I'm like jumping around in air. And then the girl's like, yo, you're really hyper. I'm like, yeah, I just can't stay still. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Honestly, I think this is like, and this is like the happiest I ever been for a while, because at home I was lost in confusion and not knowing what I really want to do. And coming here is like, it puts a road for you and a path to where you need to go. And it's like, it helps you, it directs you actually. It's like, and getting all this out of in this house is like amazing, like awesome.
In such a short period of time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at home, like I have tried like a lot of methods. You know, I've listened to the podcast for a little while and have, you know, got advice on different books and different techniques and things like that. And I felt like I was trying at home. But like something here just like made everything click.
I feel like it's because there's so much energy and we all got the same purpose and we all came with that intention. Yep. Yeah, we want it all grow.
You got
so
it. Let's, you got
and,
it.
And all that energy. So since we all in the same frequency, it feels. I feel comfortable telling this guy this. And let me let this wall down. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about when you come here. It's letting your guards down. And
he jazzes me up. I'm like, so like, right now. Yeah.
It's funny because
love him.
He never listened to the podcast ever. You know?
I know.
Who's Brandon? Who's that guy? I'm like, yeah, that's Brandon right there. He's like, I don't know who is that. Like, what is this? So he had no clue coming here. Like, no clue. And we just, me and his wife was telling him, just have open, you know, just be open, you know, have no expectations, just be open to things. And he's like, why are you guys keep telling me this?
Don't tell me that.
Stop telling me like you're setting me up or something.
Like, you be open. Why are you going to happen? And as soon as I walked in, when I walked in the house, I still didn't know what was going on. Like,
he's not a roommate.
I thought these were roommates. Like, oh, we're going to spend the night with these people.
I didn't even care.
I didn't care.
On the plane, he didn't even know where he was
question.
Going.
I'm in it. It's all so the wild to me.
That's so good.
I'm that person. I'm like, I'm all about it. I like surprises. That's me. I'd rather not know because I like being surprised. I like that excitement. Like, yo, whoa. I wasn't expecting that. I like that, you know. And it's a spirit. Like I said, this experience is awesome. If y'all guys really feel like y'all want to get away and just have a peace of mind, I'm telling you, this is the place. Mm. This is the new drug. This is the new... This is it. I'm telling you, this is it. Myself, you know, and I love it, and I love Brandon, and I love Billy, I love Juan, I love
Sarah.
I'm sorry, Sarah, but I love y'all guys, and also, and I feel like I built a bond with y'all guys, and I built even a strong bond with my brother, and that's
Juan's his twin.
Juan is my twin brother, and building this bond with my brother is awesome, and I feel like if you want to grow up, this is the place to be.
I remember Juan, you and I talking about, should I bring my brother? Yeah. I'm on the fence about it. Like, does it make... And I'm like, my intuition was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you did because you were just like such a ball of like fire and joy. And like, it's so contagious. And you know, what you were just saying is walking into this place... you know, I think I try to quote the Bible as little as possible because I don't want people to ever like misconstrue any of this with religion, but I think there's a lot of wisdom there. And one of the things that it says somewhere in the Bible is like, where there's more, one or more gathered in my name, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that. You just said it so well. I've set the intention for this place to be like an energetic vortex that creates transformation just by being in the vibrational container.
Yeah.
And, you know, Leah, who's here, is like sort of one of the house healers, Akashic Records readers. She's constantly doing things energetically and seeing things vibrationally. And she's like, Brandon, there's like all these entities and beings that are like gathered over this property. It's like, and they're all telling me the biggest thing they want to start happening is like for people to have their own connection to their higher self, spirit guides. Like, and then I just watched my best friend since I was 14, who is like the last, he's the best friend. Shout out John, Uncle Daddy, AKA now Mystic John, we call him, because he just had a full on like channeling experience. It's the last person, you know, the carpenter beer drinking like friends since I was a little kid that just is like here helping with stuff, wasn't even planning to be around here a lot, has been around a lot, and he's like all of a sudden having full blown activations. It's like if it's happening to him, it can happen to anyone. And there's like so much of that flying. It's just like our evolution is being amplified, and all of us are soul family and being called together to like to level each other up. And that's exactly what's the intention that's being set, that was set here, is like coming to be. And it's just so powerful and beautiful to see and witness and be a part of.
Definitely. Definitely feel it.
You know, something I just wanted to comment on, and this was like a big theme for me coming into the retreat, is fear of the unknown and like getting beyond that. And it's amazing. Like I can picture all of you the second we all walked in and just the vibe and how it was, and it was so different than everyone now.
Right.
You know, like everyone's like walks in like, hey, you know, and we're happy to see each other, but like I sense this uncertainty in everyone's eyes and I feel like because everyone's so joyful and everyone's so open, it's like you wouldn't feel so good if you didn't come from that. It's like you feel so good because you faced this uncertainty and this fear and you broke through the other side. And that was like one of the hugest themes for me coming into this. Petra, is she like she's the retreat like
manager,
facilitator,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so she set up this group text and asked us like, you know, what do you want to experience? What's like, you know, your intention? And what I stated as my intention was facing my fear of the unknown. And it was like the second we got here, that was like I was just confronted with that. There was like the soul jam, and it's like there's this tension when all these people get in a room and no one knows what's gonna happen, and you feel it, and then like someone's brave enough to break through, and then everyone else is brave and everyone breaks through, and it's just like this release, and it just feels so good to break through the other side. And I feel like we're all breaking through. And Sarah, like you, I feel like I see the biggest difference with you. Honestly, you know, and that makes me really happy for you.
Aww. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Cry? Okay.
No, seriously.
Oh, stop. You do that for me.
He's a cry baby, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you know, for me, it's so interesting to watch the journey from, because really, I get to spend the most time with you guys now. You know, I'm doing a million other things, and it's like, that's one of the challenge points for me, because you know, you guys a lot of times the first few days are doing a bunch of things, and it's like I'm sort of like hearing about it, but I'm not there. Yeah. And then today we're spending the full day together, and then Saturday we spend time, you know, we're doing the show together as well, Optimistic. And so it's really cool, because I feel like by the time I get to really drop in with you guys, you've sort of been broken in and softened up.
Yeah,
and it's totally. Like really sitting down to do this each week is like, it's like, seems like such a like magical turning point. And that's why I always look forward to, I mean, Fridays are my favorite day, because that's my day I get to spend with you guys. So it's, it really is incredible to watch the transformations.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who has something that's really alive for them right now that it's like maybe been a takeaway or a lesson or just even something in their own life that they've been perceiving that, you know, you feel like would be helpful to share your perspective on? It could be something that's happened here this week. It could be something that you've realized in the last, you know, couple months of your life, or just part of your story that you think sharing could really help someone else.
Okay. I'll share. This is Juan speaking, by the way. You know, me and my brother came from like a really, really rough, negative environment. We, you know, honestly, straight up, I would work game bangers. We were like in the streets selling drugs, doing all these horrible things, you know? And transferring from that to this, it's like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I went from that lifestyle, you know, where I was trying to be the best negative, baddest guy, you know? It was like, I was trying to be the best negative person, you know? Like, yeah. So now it's like, I'm in the other side. I'm like, positive, you know, I'm in the positive side and good vibe and good feeling. Now I'm trying to become the best of this, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, just seeing my brother grow, honestly, it's like, it has been like, so refreshing, you know, for him and also for our relationship, because, you know, my brother had a lot of things built. We're the same but different, you know. He lived a different completely lifestyle. He has two kids and a wife. I'm single as hell, you know. I live by myself and I do whatever I want. So just seeing my brother grow in this beautiful flower, you know, coming alive, and it's joyful, you know. Like yesterday, I was so tired. I went to bed. I was like, I was sleepy. And then my brother came in to the room, and we ended up falling asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Because we just started talking. We just got really deep into it. We just had really conversation, high vibe conversation, and it just kind of refreshing everything that we have been learning here, how we are applying it within our relationship, you know what I'm saying? So it was great. It was great, you know? So even though I came from that state of negativity and now I'm on the other side, it's just like, oh my God, like, I'm here. I'm here and I'm doing it, you know? And I'm doing the work.
And that goes to show you that you can get out of that. You can get out of the worst situation, and it's all about how bad do you want it and how hard are you gonna go for that? And that's what we realized and that transformation. To me, it was crazy. Like, I would never thought I was gonna get out where the situation I was in due to the fact that I was in a very negative state and everything around me was so negative. So
it was upon me to change that. You know what I'm saying? It all starts from you, yourself. You know what I'm saying? I've been learning that throughout the years. And, you know, like I said, like my brother said, this helped us build a stronger bond. And yeah. I feel awesome. I feel great, you know? And it's awesome. It's an awesome journey. And I'm just going to continue to grow. And that's the purpose. And that's the purpose. And that's the goal, man. That's,
yeah. You know? And that, and you know, that, that contrast that you both have experienced, that's like priceless, you know, because you can now inspire and influence someone that I never could, because it's like, oh, I haven't walked that path. Like, what do you know? So, you know, the way my view of it is your soul signed up for that very challenging, you know, contrast so that you could come out the other side and really have a gift to share. Yeah. And that's, to me, I always view it from that standpoint. I'm like, wow, what badass souls that they would choose that path. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you guys have heard me talk about my kid's mother. Some of you out there listening have heard you, you know, she went very dark about a decade ago where it was like full schizophrenia, full like, you know, you would talk to her and it was like talking to a possessed person. Really powerful, really scary, really dark. And last night she basically went to jail and they forced giving her meds that broke her out of it. And I just talked to her last night for the first time in over 10 years where it was her again. And my son's like bawling in my arms, like, oh my gosh, my mom's back in a sense. And it's just like this incredible thing that's all unfolded in the last 14 hours or so too. It's like, and I always had a feeling, I'm like, oh, I know her soul's just such a badass. She's going to come out the other side. There's going to be this miracle story. And, you know, this is all like super fresh. I mean, I'm just sharing this right now. Like, you know, she was like as good. It was like worse than seeing your mother die. And, you know, all of a sudden she's like acknowledging like, oh my gosh, I had a crazy chemical imbalance. She actually told me when I was talking to her a few hours ago on FaceTime, she goes, Brandon, I was like bi-located in other realities and I didn't know which one I was in. And it was like very scary and dark. And she's like, this, thank God they forced this drug on me because I can see and perceive clearly again. And so all of a sudden, you know, here my son who hasn't had a mother all of a sudden like has this back, you know, it looks, I mean, it's early, you know, we're not going to get overly count our chickens before they hatch, but it seemed like her, you know, and she was talking in a very, I was sharing some of my perspectives on how to move forward. And she was actually like saying, yeah, well said, which in the past had been like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You will be beheaded when I move into the Vatican, you know, or whatever, some crazy dark shit. And so it was like super like inspiring to see. And all I can think from it is like, her soul's such a badass. She took that path. You know, it's like, I don't know if any of you seen that article that floated around the internet a bunch about shamans who, when they walk into a mental health and, you know, facility, they don't see people that are, they don't necessarily acknowledge the mental health issues. Rather, they see people who are on the verge of a mass awakening, you know? So you start thinking about someone who's went through a lot of darkness, you know, I was gangbanging. Oh, I lost my mind and came back. Like, these are the souls, like, the super brave souls that are willing to go into the trenches so that they can come out the other side and be the phoenix rising from the ashes. Yeah. And so I applaud that, man. Yeah. That's like super, super inspiring. Who else? Anyone else have anything that feels relevant and alive to share? Do, do,
do, do. Sarah, Billy,
huh?
Oh, well, you guys are
really
pressure.
Inspiring. I mean, and we don't have to. We can wrap it up here. This has been epic. It's already been 31 minutes, it looks like.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, there's something that came up for me. It's, you know, I think I just want to highlight that we all have a choice. You know, you don't need to stay a certain way in life. And I think that the workshop with Kim Boda, who works with Dr. Joe Dispenza, like that workshop really highlighted that fact, is like, and it's broken down in such a simple way. It's like, listen, you do this, it's the law. That's the worst use. It's the law. Change is going to happen. You're going to change. And it's like, I think we're so used to thinking, well, I was born this way. This is my genetic predisposition. I'm just like this. And it's like, no, you don't need to live with that. If you're sick of your life, you're sick of being a certain way, you don't have to take it anymore.
Yeah.
Like this is the new way. You can change it, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's so empowering, and it's, you know, I started checking out Dr. Joe Dispenza's stuff before, and just from hearing him through your podcast and hearing Erica talk about him, and just like actually meeting her and like kind of experiencing that firsthand, just gives me this inspiration to carry that through my life and like and really be on top of it. And, you know, because I mean, it's not just going to happen. You have to be consistent. It takes a little bit of time. But I just I'm so convinced that that's what I'm going to do. And I've started doing it. I'm just going to continue to. And it's the best feeling.
Powerful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kim is great.
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, Kim works very closely with Dr. Joe and is working on getting him here, actually on Positive Head and Optimistic. So
awesome.
That's in the works. Yeah. And he's epic and really grounding in the scientific, you know, the science and spirituality, you know, dance that's happening. He's like on the forefront of that. And so that's one of the things. There's a lot of like, you know, wild energy here at the Mystic Manor, and I really wanted to bring Kim into like, okay, let's ground this into 3D, you know, because that's important. We're not meant to get lost up in the ethers completely. We're meant to bring this stuff down to earth.
Yeah.
And so that's a very, very important piece. And I mean, what you just said is so great. I mean, we're all teachers. We're all, you know, as I always say on the show, I teach best what I most need to learn. We're all teachers. We're all students. We're all doing this together. And we're all, you know, so capable of inspiring people around us and lifting them up. And it's like, it's really all about hitting that status quo on the planet where it's like, oh, another one shifted. Yeah. Next thing you know, we're going to look around and it's like, oh, wow, we're in a planet of paradise, you know? And that's exciting to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Wow. This has been epic, guys. So our work here is done, everyone. We are off to do an epic hike to Inspiration Point where we're all just going to connect and I'm going to spend a little bit of one-on-one time with everyone individually and enjoy the incredible SoCal weather. It's nice and sunny out there today, so let's go for a hike.
Let's go, man. Ready?
Me too.
All of you out there listening, thank you so much for tuning in, co-creating, and sharing. We love you all so, so much. Till next time, journey well, everyone.
Ciao.
Ciao for now.